This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger, and here are today's top local stories.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani is embarking on a five-borough tour. He's laying out why he thinks he's the best to take on the Trump administration's policies here in New York.
The tour comes as Mamdani criticizes Andrew Cuomo over his relationship with the president.
Both administrations have been characterized by corruption, by a sense of impunity, by an inability of an executive to understand that no means no.
Cuomo has attacked Mamdani for living in a rent-stabilized apartment in Queens while earning a $142,000 salary.
I am not threatened by a former governor who cannot distinguish between rent control and rent stabilization. I am threatened by what Donald Trump's agenda will mean for this city.
And the Democratic Socialist said he's not afraid to stand up to Donald Trump no matter the cost. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A nasty fire tore through the roof of an apartment building in the Crotona Park East section of the Bronx overnight. It left two firefighters hurt. The flames could be seen shooting from the sixth floor just before 3 a.m. as the FDNY worked inside to knock it down. A fire says the job took extra manpower because the building had two heavy ceilings full of plaster and wire that had to be pulled down in order to get to the flames. The two firefighters who were hurt were taken to the hospital for their injuries. The fire was under control about 4:30 this morning. Mayor Adams says the Anything Goes era in Queens has ended. He made the announcement alongside Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch this morning.
We are proud to announce here in Queens today to launch our End of the Culture of Anything Goes campaign. This is highlighting the work our administration has done to change the culture and laws that have hurt quality of life and allowed for decades of disorder in our city.
And it comes as the city expands its quality of life teams to every precinct in the borough. After a pilot program launched this spring, cut response times for non-emergency calls by an average of 47 minutes. The teams tackle things like illegal vending, noise complaints, and abandoned vehicles. They've already responded to more than 31,000 calls citywide, towing hundreds of illegal e-bikes, scooters, and mopeds. The NYPD says every precinct in Staten Island will join next week, with housing commands following later this month. Also announced this morning, Mayor Adams says the city has moved more than 3,500 homeless New Yorkers off the streets and subways into permanent housing since he took office. That includes 1,000 people who were placed directly from the subway system, part of his subway safety plan. The city is also expanding its Safe Haven network with 400 more beds expected by the end of next year. Adams calls it proof that his administration is making the investments needed to end that same anything goes culture. Two 16-year-olds being accused of stealing a car and crashing it into a Long Island home. Police officers in Mastic Beach say they spotted the stolen Kia about 4:30 Sunday afternoon, but the driver took off, slamming into a house on Washington Avenue minutes later. The driver ran, the passenger stayed put, both ended up in custody. Both teens were treated for injuries, they're doing okay, but they have been charged with criminal possession of stolen property. Repair crews worked all weekend on that big water main break in Patterson, but it still isn't fixed yet. And that means more than 180,000 residents in that city and surrounding areas remain under a boil or bottled water advisory.
Patterson's Mayor Andre Saya telling 1010 Winds it should be by this evening or tomorrow they'll finally have the water main fixed.
Crews have been working around the clock. This is not an easy fix.
Right.
It is not time for anyone to go on social media and circulate erroneous information.
76-year-old Howie Clark has been driving around the city looking for bottled water.
You know, things that you take for granted every day,
yes,
now you realize just how bad things can be. You know, you wake up every morning, you got to dump bottles of water in the sink so you can brush your teeth.
Tens of thousands are impacted, including Haldon, North Haldon, Prospect Park, and here in Patterson. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in New Jersey.
Two men are dead after a seven-vehicle crash on the Bronx River Parkway early today. Police say it happened about 12:30 this morning and that it involved two mopeds and five cars. Both of the people who were killed, men ages 21 and 23, were riding the mopeds. Southbound lanes of the parkway near East Gun Hill Road were shut down. The driver of one of the cars is in custody. A family on Long Island bought their dream home in Seaford, and just days later, it was destroyed by fire.
Authorities say the residents were doing work on a house they owned for about a week when the rags they were using spontaneously combusted. The new owners were doing stain and polyurethane work in the house. The fire marshal says it happens more often than you think. Sadly, years ago in Woodmere, a firefighter died while battling a similar fire. The residents paid $850,000 for the house. The home has been seriously damaged. Thankfully, none of the five residents were injured. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.